translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. The demigods, the directors of the three worlds, want to give me whatever benediction I desire. I do not want their benediction. However, because I am interested in the Supreme Person of the Godhead, who has created everything in this material world, I am more interested in the Supreme Person of Godhead than in all material benedictions. Purport. A devotee is always transcendentally situated. Param Jisva Navadrate. One who has seen the Supreme Person of Godhead is no longer interested in material sense gratification. Even such an exalted devotee as Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest for the sake of material benefit. But when he actually saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he refused to accept any material benediction. He said, Smahim kahatato smim varam na yashe. My dear Lord, I am fully satisfied with whatever you have given me, or not given me. I have nothing to ask from you, for I am fully satisfied to be engaged in your service. This is the mentality of a pure devotee, one who does not want anything material or spiritual from the Personality of Godhead. Our Krishna conscious movement is therefore called Krishna Bhavanamitra Sangha, the associations of persons who are simply satisfied in thoughts of Krishna. Being absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna is neither expensive or troublesome. Krishna says, Man mano bhakto man yagman anasnas guru. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Bhagavad Gita 9:34. Anyone can always think of Krishna without difficulties or obstacles. This is called Krishna Bhava Nitrata. One who is absorbed in Krishna Bhava Nitra has no material benefits to ask from Krishna. Instead, such a person prays to the Lord for the benediction of being able to spread His glories all over the world. Mam jami jamanishvari bhav tat bhaktir aukshati trayi. A Krishna conscious person does not even want to stop his cycle of birth and death. He simply prays, I may take birth as you like, but my only prayer is that I may be engaged in your service. The first point in this purport is that one who has seen Krishna is no longer interested in material sense gratification. Now, in the Sri Chaitanya-charitamrita Adi Lila 190. There are four kinds of teaching religions. Agyana taraya nama keya ketava dharma arta kama moksha vancha adi sasabha. The darkness of ignorance is called ketava, the way of cheating, which begins with philosophy, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. So, one who is free from material sense enjoyment, he's come to the level of a bhakti, and he's free from the four pillars of cheating religion. And also it says in... know, it says one verse in Adi Lila, it says also, no, seven, it says that one may have dharma, moksha, karma, artha, artha, moksha, but it is useless, a waste of time, unless one has the fifth parashata, which is prema bhakti. Because in this life, we have to develop prema bhakti. In fact, we don't even have to develop it, because it says in now, in fact, it's already, prema bhakti is already here. It's descended. We don't even have to desire it. It says in Adi Lila 4:40, Sei dvahi akandali kirtana sanchare nama prema mala kanti prajala samsare. Thus Mahaprabhu spread kirtan even among the untouchables. He wore a wreath of the holy name and prema, in which he garlanded the entire material world. So this prema is already here. So if it's already here, so we can ask ourselves, are we wearing this part, this garland? Are we wearing it? You know, we can. And if we're not, the question is, we have to ask ourselves, why? And in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives the answer. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up, you sleeping soul from the witch called Maya. We're sleeping in the witch Maya. It's like a gross example is one time when I was in the, some years back, there's a big feast here in the temple room. And one devotee, the feast was everybody. Just come and take as much as you want. But this devotee, he was sleeping. When he woke up, all the feast was gone. Nothing left. So that this is a nice example. Lord Caitanya has given us everything. Krishna has given us everything, but because we're sleeping in the witch Maya, we've missed it. And because we've missed it, but Mahaprabhu is very merciful, he's given us a chance to he's given us a chance again through his mercy, through the mercy of the spiritual master. Now now also it says further down, a devotee never doesn't want anything, does not want anything material or spiritual. Now this morning we were hearing in class, as we were addressing Prabhupada, he was saying, people are saying, my Lord, give us our daily bread. People are praying for this. They're saying, give us daily bread. But then he says, Krishna is giving, he's even to the non-devotees, he's giving everything. In one lecture he also says that he's feeding one elephant which eats, I think, 40 kilos a day, to the smallest insignificant ant. He's giving, providing everything. All we need to be is engaged in, all I need is to be engaged in your service. All I want is to be engaged in your service. So this is what Prabhupada's saying in this purport as well, that we need just to be engaged in his service. Now, of course, we have all different capacities, some for service. But service is very, there's different varieties of service. and the service is actually absolute. Also, again, on the altar the other day, a few weeks back, Prabhupada saying, there's no difference between the bhajari dressing the deity nicely and the gardener weeding the garden. He said there's no difference. Each service is absolute. There's no difference. In fact, one time, Smara probably knows who this is, one German sannyasi years ago, in the 70s, you know who that is, Antuta Prabhu. He was sitting here and he tried to, he actually asked Prabhupada a loaded question. He said, which is the greatest service? And at that time Germany was leading, or West Germany at that time, was leading book distribution all over the world. And Prabhupada knew it was a loaded question. He said, the greatest service is chanting Hare Krishna. And this is the highest service we can do, chant Hare Krishna. And when I was in Mayapur some years back, on the appearance day of Tamil Krishna Maharaj, they played one of his classes. And he said, Prabhupada told Tamil Krishna Maharaj, he said, Mayapur is actually built just for chanting, nothing else. But most of us, or most of you, cannot on that level, so you have to do some other services. Now, this, as I said, this prema bhakti, which is the goal of life to aim for, is the... We, as I said it, Krishna Das Gaurāja said it, that it's already there. Now, I'm speaking to myself mainly first. I speak to myself mainly. That we say so many prayers in Kartik time. All I desire is your prema bhakti. Every morning for one whole month we sing it. Don't we? In the translation we say it every morning. And then somehow or other, after Kartik, it goes out the window. And Sunday morning here, please bring the devi, please engage me, you know, in service. But somehow or other, because we're caught in the network of material sense gratification, we can make so many excuses up for not doing it. Now, some are very valid, of course, but we can make many excuses up for not doing it. And satisfaction, it says here, I have asked nothing for you. I am fully satisfied to be engaged in your service. Now, satisfaction means, what I've seen and understood, is that when one is satisfied, he's surrendered. He just doesn't care, or she doesn't care what happens. He just wants to do their service and surrender to Krishna. Now, surrender, as we know, there are six symptoms of surrender. Now, by Thakur, in Saranagrati, he says that one can know a person who's fully surrendered, how he knows, or they know, that Krishna will maintain me and protect me. And the other four symptoms, they will follow automatically. And so therefore, we You just have to simply surrender. But to surrender, fully surrender to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates according to our surrender, he says in Bhagavad Gita. So in that purport, Prabhupada says, those who are fully surrendered. So if our surrender is not full, then what is it? It's either partial, conditional, or artificial. And also without love, you cannot surrender. The example, of course, is the gopis. The gopis, they surrendered because they loved Krishna. And Krishna reciprocated with them. And according to our level of surrender, Krishna reciprocates. And also it says, then he says, if you surrender, I will protect you, which is again one of the symptoms of surrender. So we have to surrender to Krishna. And all right, initially it seems difficult. Arjuna in the battlefield was facing so many difficulties. You know, it says here there's, you know, there's so many obstacles and difficulties facing Arjuna. And if we think about it, we're not in the same difficulty. All right, we have difficulties and we have obstacles, but we're not in the middle of a battlefield. We haven't been told by our authority to go and kill our relatives. We haven't been told, no. In the Bhagavatam, there's another example. Parshuram. He was told, requested by his father, to kill his mother and brothers. But he did it without hesitating. So this is, so if we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will protect us. Now, in that section of the Bhagavad Gita, as we heard yesterday, it said, there's confidential knowledge, most confidential knowledge, and more confidential knowledge. So the more confidential knowledge is more, now, so that means confidential knowledge, and then most confidential, that means it's more secret than. Then you got more confidential. Is it more secret? So what makes more confidential knowledge? You know, what's the knowledge that's more confidential? But it's the knowledge, because you know it's hidden. It's like MI5, MI6, CIA. You know, then some things are confidential, isn't there? They're not ready for for the ordinary person on the street, the spies and so on, information like that. So why is confidential? Because the pastimes of Krishna are very they're confidential, as we all know. Now it says, but it says in the Navadvipa Mahatma that when Lord Nityananda is taking Jiva Goswami on Parakrama, he says, now the pastimes of Lord Caitanya are more confidential than Krishna's pastimes. Radha Krishna's pastimes. So how are they more confidential than Radha Krishna? Even though they're, you know, the answer is that there's actually many reasons for this. One is that Mayapur Dham is Gupta Vrindavan, hidden Vrindavan. Secret Vrindavan is hidden. And Antardweep, which is in the center of the main of the lotus flower, that is Antardweep. Actually means secret dweep. That's where Lord Brahma went to that place after he kidnapped the cowherd boys, and Krishna manifested himself to the Krishna boys for 1 year. And then he went to that place, and then Lord Brahma, he said he realized he was a fool, and I just pray that, he said, and for some benediction, and he said, and Lord Chaitanya was there, and he said, okay, you appear, as we know, as Haridas Thakur, but you do not give this information out until after my pastimes is finished. So Mayapur Dham is, in that way, confidential because it's hidden. It's not before our eyes. We have to take shelter because take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, because he's in the mood of Radha and Krishna. He's in the color of Radharani, golden color, and he's in the mood as well, in separation. So this is how to understand also this Bhagavatam. We cannot understand this Bhagavatam unless we understand the three causes of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, which are the external cause, that's for the general public, for everybody, the internal cause for himself, and the third cause of Lord Chaitanya's appearance is the calling of Vaitracharya. So once we understand this point, then in the we will understand the mood of the Bhagavatam, because this one sloka, I forget how it goes now, but the translation means the prema bhakti is within the Bhagavatam from the beginning, middle and end. So we have to wake up from Maya and wear this garland of Prema Nam, and then we can engage in devotional service. Devotional service means for the pleasure of Krishna only, no one else. If we're doing any service for any material benefit, then it is not bhakti. It's bhukti, material enjoyment. If we're going doing anything for what can I get out of it for myself? What enjoyment can I get out of it myself? Then it is not bhakti. It's bhukti, material enjoyment. Because the mentality is there to use the temple the tendency is also for me, speaking to myself, to employ the temple facilities for my personal sense gratification. It's there in me, but we have to come to the point where the enjoyment is Krishna's enjoyment, not our enjoyment. And even though there may be some austerity sometimes in doing it. So this is not. So then, because of that mentality, Krishna reciprocates with us, according to our mentality and also attitude. Krishna may see the attitude we're doing our service in. Now, there's nice examples in this temple of devotees who've got very nice service attitude. There's so many that now one of them, in fact, that you don't see him, you see him every day, but you see him the whole day with his assistant, care assistant, picking up litter from the bins, Vidura Prabhu. The whole day he's cleaning Krishna's temple grounds, the whole day, and he doesn't ask for any reward. Nothing. He just gets prasad. His mum was telling me a few months back, he just wants to go to the temple and do service. Now that's bhakti. And people we don't recognize him as a devotee as such, because he's not chanting as such. He is chanting, but because we don't see him as, is in dhoti or kurta, he's in his orange overalls with his belt, harness. But he's very thorough in his service. The other day I was watching him under those big metal containers. There's one piece of paper underneath it, and he was determined to get it. I said, Vidura. No, his minder says, his care assistant said to him, Vidura, it's only one piece of paper. No. He said, that paper is spoiling Krishna's property. I want it. Put it in the bin. And there's other devotees like that around here. Also, some years back, now Narada Mohan, at that time back to Richard, he missed Mangalati, and he was chanting his rounds, circulating the temple building. And it was summertime, and Shiva Maharaj was doing puja to his deities up on Prabhupada's veranda outside there. So Radha Mohan Prabhu, he was just coming into the circle here, and he saw one piece of paper on the floor, and he picked it up and put it in the bin. Unknowingly, he didn't see Shiva Maharaj watching him. So then as he walked around again, Abhimanyu, at that time who was serving him, asked him, back to Richard, why did you pick that paper up? Shiva Maharaj wants to know. He said, because there should be no litter in Krishna's property. This is why. So then Abhimanyu went back, and then back to Richard Madan Mohan, he carried on. And then next time around, Abhimanyu was there with the Shiva Maharaj's deity remnants and gave it to him. So this is he sees the attitude, how small the service is. He sees the attitude it's done in. It doesn't matter if it's picking paper up, like Vidura, or going to the bins, or dressing the deities nicely. It doesn't matter. Everything should be done with the attitude is to be done for Krishna's service, for Krishna's pleasure. Just like the when Mahaprabhu, as we know, when he was born, he was crying, and the only way he would stop crying if he heard the Maha Mantra. So all the ladies in that village, because in that part of in Mayapur there are different villages, all the ladies in that village, they were just, as soon as he started to cry, they started chanting Hare Krishna. They did it to please Lord Caitanya or Nimai. They did it to make him happy, because they knew it made him happy, so they just chanted Hare Krishna. So we have to become to the level of bhakti where Krishna is always in the center. Now Krishna is the object of love, and we, all the devotees, are the abode of love. So Krishna is the object, and we're the abode of love. But we have to make this material body. We have, by performing activities, as Prabhupada said so many times, performing spiritual activities, we make this body spiritual body, not a material body. And so it's down to our attitude of, in our service, mental attitude in the mind, because everything basically starts in the mind, as it says here. Manamo bhakto manganas guru. Always think of me. Thinking of Krishna. This is where it starts from. Once the thinking, then it's willing and so on like that. Once the mind is thinking Krishna, then the rest will follow automatically. Our activities will be, our service will be always with Krishna in mind. It doesn't matter what it is. And so therefore, we should, to do this, say we have to surrender to Krishna. Surrender the mind, actually, Prabhupada, Bhagavad Thakur says in so many of his songs. I actually surrender my mind to you. First we have to surrender the mind, and then we can think of Krishna. So I'll stop there. Any corrections or questions, I will try to answer.